Today we'll be doing the second paragraph in the first ma'amar. Odzos ba'avrachal devarenu adko lo bekriya levad kim gam ba'avoda kifi shirashamnu lucha betuchim anu b'Hashem shagam e'atzmecha yitzmechu lucha knafayim la'alos yoser ratzonu machshavos tehoros yatzitu belibecha u'mochacha l'hagos b'divrei kedoshenu zechusam yagen aleinu. So if you've already reached this point in the Sefer, you haven't just read everything we've said, but hopefully you've also internalized it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has guaranteed that if you've done that, then he'll give you wings, figuratively, to be able to fly and to soar to higher heights, and you will be able to purify your thoughts, and it will affect your lev and your moach, your heart and your brain, and it will allow you to delve deeper into the words of the Sifrei Chassidus. V'ladas madiber Hashem, to know that which Hashem has spoken. V'im gam bazel lo na'azor lecha v'lo netzayer lecha ma'ates haderech. If this still hasn't helped you at all in your path to becoming a better Oved Hashem, eich la'ayin ve'eich so then, if it's not helping you to investigate and to learn the Sifrei Chassidus, then it must be that is because of one of two reasons. Either it's because you just don't know, you don't have the intellectual capacity to understand that which you're learning. In which case, the spiritual wings you have been given are going to be completely cut off, and they're going to fall off. Or you've been going down these circuitous routes, these paths that are not leading you to a straight path to Hashem. It is impossible for a Jew who is elevating himself, who is purifying himself, to not have a connection and not have a stronger passion and desire to connect to Hashem and to look beyond the external mask or the external screen that is covering his body between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the third paragraph tomorrow.